Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my lovely co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Renny.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody. Wild thing.
Wild thing, yes. Welcome to rock and roll here. We hope that you're doing well with all of these lovely astrological influences, and we don't want to give our power away with all of this, which is really what tonight's show is about. As sweeping changes are entering our lives, are we prepared? And really, the goal here was to prepare ahead of this. I kind of went, oops. We are now experiencing, I'm reading this from something that Squirrel sent out, the second of seven major squares, which are heralding amazing and sweeping changes in our lives. There are messages from our higher selves and souls with these changes. What are they and how can we respond, capital letters, to them, to what is happening instead of react? This is a major call to work with our intentions, and if we aren't directing these energies, they will direct us. And I will say that that's the truth. It's been a week of a lot of miracles and challenges, and you know, the miracles to me certainly outweigh any of the other. They've been off the map kind of miracles. So tonight, the team is going to share as well questions for any of you who are listening tonight. You can text Veronica. Veronica, if you want to give your...
Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, no H in Entwistle.com.
Yes, thank you. And you got your little computer there?
I sure do. I'm just waiting for the calls, for the wonderful questions.
Okay, good. And for all of those of you that have been listening or occasionally go into our archives, not all of BBS, but just to our archives, they have now been open to the public at no charge.
Wow.
So I thought this would be a good announcement for lots of people who may want to go back and listen to shows over or download them onto their computers and or to their iPods or computers to iPods. I don't know how all that works. We need Bob for that.
I was just going to say, we'll ask Bob.
I have to say, I'm beginning to feel like a surfer girl in the ocean, riding these amazing waves of energy that we're experiencing right now. And they have been really quite interesting. I personally took, because my adrenals tend to get kind of blown out with this work, and I had an old prescription from my doctor for hydrocortisone, which is the adrenal hormone itself, because I was having a hard time then taking anything, or any adrenal supplement or whatever. So I did a number on my body. When you throw your hormones out of whack, it throws everything out of whack. And so I'm on the mend, but I have to tell you, it has kept me very quiet, which is unusual for me during mainly because I haven't had the energy to do anything else. But energy's on the upswing. I'm so grateful. I definitely had some blowouts here you know, it's really interesting. We forget how important our damn hormones are.
Yeah,
and
really.
Even though I was taking a hormone, a bioidentical, it just blew them right out, right to the floor. So I think, you know, as healers, we do a lot of work on other people. And again, I was with taking this other supplement, I certainly learned my lesson. However, in the treatment of all of this, what's really cool is everything made a full circle, and we're going a whole different way, which is very exciting. So I just look at everything as ultimately positive. Also, I have to own the fact that I was over supplementing. And so instead of just getting my adrenals to operate normally, they were, one of those motorcycles that you hear going down the street thinking, that kid's going to get killed. it's really important to remember that we are the creators of our reality. Regardless of what we're told or information that we receive, again, you know, these kind of warnings about these major squares, and these run through 2012, 13, 14. I don't know if they go into 15, but we've had two just very, very close together. And they're designed to create major shifts. And personally, Veronica, and I'm sure you've had the same thing this week, I have never seen so many extraordinary miracles. I mean, like, are you freaking kidding me kind of miracles?
I've had a few. I haven't had millions, but I've had a few, yes.
Oh, my Lord. I constantly thank the team for their amazing contribution to assist people through what are considered to be major challenges in health and personally. But this week, as a witness to the miracles, of course, you know, you have to own your own part in miracles around you, understanding that you are part of the process. This is your reality. You're helping to co-create it.
Mm-hmm.
And this week I had a call from a very, very old friend. Old friend. And she and her husband had moved to Indiana in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, living a very simple life, couldn't even afford a computer. And we did a session on them a couple years ago, and as she said, saved their bacon. You know, they're really cute people. And she was in trouble, and so was her husband. And she said, I think we're both critical, but, you know, you're the only person I could think of. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord. And so no time to do a session. And as I looked at both of them, I'm thinking, oh, my God, they're either the team is going to do something wonderful or they're going to leave together. And they are 20 years apart. And so they were going to do a lot of work. And I warned them. I said, you know, if this is bad, they'll accelerate it so that you have to get in the hospital immediately. So be prepared for that. And I think it was the next day I got a call. She couldn't really move without excruciating pain. And it looked to me like it was a colon blockage. Her husband had had a stroke, couldn't speak, couldn't be left alone. Second stroke. And I love these people. I really love them. So I told her, get to the hospital. She said, well, I can't leave my husband. And I said, I don't care. Get on the phone, call somebody. You have 5 minutes. How are you going to get to the hospital? She said, I'll have to drive. And I said, oh, my God. Can you call an ambulance? No. You know, these Midwest people, I love them. At any rate, she was so bad. She was in full-blown sepsis. And her blood pressure had dropped to 67. They couldn't even get her into emergency surgery. She was so bad. So bad. And the colon, of course, had ruptured. Somehow was going into the bladder, into the abdominal cavity. This was so bad, and I kept thinking, my God, she's going to go out with her husband. And of course, I'm asking the team, get her blood pressure. And, you know, I'm I'm usually pretty cool about these things, but this is somebody I really, really, really love who did something very extraordinary for me many years ago. And because of her circumstances, I was even more determined. So the blood pressure, in a matter of 5 minutes, blood pressure was up. She was rolled into surgery. She comes out, kidneys fail. She lived through the surgery, which was a miracle. In intensive care, you know, again, with sepsis so progressed, that's a killer anyway, because sepsis is an infection that just literally takes over the entire body. And it's the worst one that there is. So the fireworks are going off out here. So anyway,
punctuation.
Right. She comes out of surgery, and I'm constantly calling the hospital because I need to get updates, and the kidneys fail. They're going to airlift her to another hospital. I'm saying, don't take her yet. I promise you, just don't take her yet. And I call back, boom, kidneys are operating. And so this was really pretty amazing stuff. I mean, and this woman is quite a bit older. It was like, I would say that, but so am I. I have to remember I'm not a spring chicken anymore. So, in the meantime, her husband's children flew in. They took him into emergency, and there was no stroke.
Wow.
And his language started coming back within minutes. And I this had the team written all over it, okay? You don't have a stroke and completely lose your language skills and then be told that you didn't have a stroke and that language skills completely come back. And he's 80-something.
Wow.
And she was up and walking 3 days ago, and this happened during this week. It was Sunday night that I talked to her. By Tuesday morning, she was in the hospital. She's up walking around as of, Wednesday.
Hmm.
And with full kidney function, sepsis, and I mean, these to me are like major miracles. This is just not that for anybody who understands medical, they know that this is like really big stuff. And my son was very upset, had a major problem I won't talk about on the show because I don't like to gross people out. But anyway, he had a major problem, again, intestinal, and had failed to tell me because he says, Mom, you go sideways. And I said, I don't go sideways. Only thing I say to you is, why the hell aren't you on the table? And plus he had found a tumor about the size of an egg. In around the kidney region. And I was at dinner with him Saturday. He turned around and let me, which I wouldn't even bring it up because he was so determined that he could handle this. And he said, okay, feel the tumor. And I'm moving my hands over him. And the next morning, the intestinal problem, which was massive intestinal bleeding when your intestine, when your excretion is black, that's, and he had been black for like 3 months, failed to tell me. The next morning, it was perfect. Went to the doctor up in Utah 2 days later, and no tumor. And I'm like, oh, God, okay. I'm like, even I, you know, we do this every day. I'm not bragging here. I'm saying these are the kind of sweeping changes that, and this is just physical. Along with it comes all kinds of other changes. There are people, and what's fascinating to me, some people are getting really bounced around, and others are having magnificent, beautiful changes in their lives, miracles all over the place with people that we've been working on and family members. It was like overnight changes, and this is where these are people who are really working with their intentions and their beliefs. directing the energy. And so to me, I really, this was such a huge wake-up call for me, because it's very easy to get kind of caught up in all of this. And this is a time we don't want to go negative. Everybody I've talked to this week, their experiences have been just mind-boggling to me. I couldn't even record them all. I didn't want to write them all down because it was just too bizarre. And tell me, Ronnie, about some of the things that are going on for you, because I really and truly, I think this is such an important time to see both ends of the spectrum.
Well, I'm having quite funny ones. Well, actually, one of them that was really amazing, and I won't go into too much detail for reasons of, it's my daughter. My daughter and I had a kind of an interesting falling out, but it became her birthday, and I went down and took her out anyway. It was the most beautiful time, you know. It was the most
wonderful.
Yeah, and we were both deeply, deeply touched by the end of the day, and it was just like the energy was flowing through in spite of some of the, you know, difficulties. The other thing is she just turned 28, which is the whole Saturn return thing. So I thought it was very poignant and very beautiful. And that was pretty extreme for me. Yeah.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
It was really a pleasure for both of us, you know.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and another funny one was I was calling in the divine because we were going to meet somebody about a car we had for sale. And so I just called in, you know, and did the intention and so on. And we met these wonderful people that are also in the metaphysical world. I mean, it was really, so we ended up talking for ages about everything besides the cars, you know, because it was just such a wonderful meeting.
Wonderful. Did they buy the car?
No, they didn't yet. Well, they're still hanging out there. There's several of them thinking about it. But it was so sweet. It was just like, oh, yeah, there you are. Okay.
Beautiful.
Isn't that fun? And as far as clients go, people are moving and grooving very swiftly, and I'm excited about that.
Yes. I think that this is, I just feel that with this amazing shift of energy, and if for those of you that are struggling with this, please understand, do not feel guilty about this. Do not feel like you're flawed or you're not enough. That's not the case. It's just what I really see is being, as you said, calling in the divine, being so proactive, on the proactive side of everything that's coming in now.
And I want to say one other thing, which is that I guess you're saying the same thing, is a lot of things seemed very dire, and then they turn, boom, and everything, the resolution is deeper than you often get. You know?
That's exactly right. And the resolutions are coming in just, it's like people go to sleep one night, wake up the next morning, and it's a whole different reality. And this is what I'm saying, that we can, you know, we can get there. This is what really thrills me. I want to, okay, here's the Uranus-Pluto square past number 2 of 7. On the 19th, yesterday, Uranus and Pluto make the second of their 7 squares. These take place between 2012 and 2015. This one is at 7 Aries Capricorn, so if you have any personal planets or angles at 5 to 9 degrees of cardinal signs, you'll be feeling this, blah, 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 in your personal life. Everyone else gets to hand out the hankies and the checks. For those of us most affected, your life may feel like a big old mess right now. Torn by impossible decisions, impossible people, sudden disturbances, and a big deep call to your most authentic self, there is often a need to stand up for oneself, to refuse to be a victim, or let others bully you, watch out for self-pity, but at the same time, don't suppress your feelings and your need for support. Know that during crisis times, our self-perception and the perceptions of others are often skewed by fear and panic. Things are rarely entirely what they seem in the moment. Something is trying to make itself known in your world. that will make you stronger and help you find your voice in this world with greater clarity. This path of Uranus-Pluto occurs with Pluto just turned direct and Uranus retrograde. So in a very obvious symbolic sense, Pluto has more power. And I'm seeing this in my own life and the lives of people around me. The underworld calls. The depths of the psyche are stirred. We have to dig deep and find our strength. Dreams may be profound. You may want to curl up in a ball and wait it out. Or you may be in the midst of making a major life change. And I think a lot of people are doing that right now. Are you seeing that as well, or Veronica?
Yeah, I kept thinking I need to unplug everything electric.
I totally understand. When people come to visit me here, their cell phones don't work. And I've had a house guest, and she's been a little undone. It's all right. I keep telling her. It'll be fine.
But our electronics are kind of coming apart, and people are not, their emails aren't getting through to me. And I mean, it's really been crazy.
Nothing surprises me. We're kind of in a bubble right now, in case you haven't noticed. I know I have. And I think it's purposeful. I think as we go through the shifts that are happening right now, again, being as elegant with these things as possible and taking as much of our power as possible to sit down and write our intentions for these shifts as they come, let's ride the wave like a surfer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's be proactive. Whatever's going on, know that there's always help available from somewhere, but sometimes we have to ask. If you can't bear to ask, then pray. Be humble in the face of the mystery of life. Something interesting always happens when we drop down into not knowing with genuine humility. There are other influences that have also joined all this today. And then, of course, we've got the equinox this week as well, I believe the 22nd. there are other influences that have joined, and I'm seeing so clear. People who are working with their intentions and beliefs are having very different, beautiful, and elegant experiences. This is, and it's so blaringly obvious. It's as though they are not feeling these energies at all, because they're so clear about their intentionality, their intentions, and they've been working on changing their beliefs. And again, we go back to this setting boundaries, because beliefs and intentions are a boundary. They take you outside of time and space into your desired reality creation. Other things have come in this week. All the turnarounds in people's lives. Dear Lord, I've seen a bunch of them. And what could have been construed to be difficult and earth-shaking directed into positive changes. And this is where, you know, we've been practicing for this time forever. Lifetime. Here we are in the middle of it. And, you know, I'm looking at some big changes in my life, and I've just been kind of saying. So, remember, I think we all, our experiences are literally all over the spectrum. And regardless of what's happening in your life right now, it's imperative that you remember you have the tools to change your reality. That you are not a victim of your reality, because it's easy to slip into that. And I'm going to plug Bonnie's website here again, because I have to tell you, as in terms of impeccability, she's it. She really is a map maker on every level. And Bonnie's website is livealifeyoulove.com. On there, she has lists of intentions. I've talked about this before, but I thought it was worth reminding everybody again. Print them out, or, you know, cut and paste them onto a Windows format so that you can play with them. They're they're really all-encompassing. I had a good friend of mine who's a doctor, and she travels the world, and she said, what planet is she from? You know, who does anything that specific? I said, Bonnie does. And it works. I said, each one of you are unique and different, okay? Just remember that what she does do and her commitment to it is about empowerment and coming to understand that we really can create and change. We do create our reality, whether we do it by happenstance or intentionality. There's a lot of material on her website. Her new book is going to be out, I'm praying, within the next couple of months. This one I'm very, very excited about. I can't really disclose the name or anything until she pops it out, but it's, she has some stellar people assisting her that were associated with some very famous names out there in the metaphysical community. But Bonnie would attract that. And boundaries. This is really an important time for all of us to be really clear with our setting our boundaries, not to keep people out, not to hurt anyone. But this is in honor of us, in honor of our energies and how we run them. And, you know, Veronica, you and I are overgivers in lots of ways. What?
I said, yep.
Yes. And I go back to the Pyramid of Mirrors, or whatever you feel works for you. You know, we know the Pyramid of Mirrors works. It doesn't mean that you may not have something that you think is even better.
Can you go back to the beginning of the Pyramid of Mirrors and tell me how it works again, or what it, how to do it?
Pyramid of Mirrors, okay. The way I'll only tell you the way I do it. Mm-hmm. I always raise my right hand. I see it coming out of the universe in an S-curve, all these pyramid-shaped mirrors, and you can hear them tinkling as they're coming in on this S-curve. At unbelievable speeds, they create, and we'll just take you as a person, underneath your feet, a base for the pyramid, and then whether you see them coming up all four sides at the same time or around all four sides layer upon layer, all the pyramid-shaped mirrors literally overlap one another. When it gets to the apex, you'll hear a ping. I personally am pretty diligent these days about doing my home, my property, my bed before I go to bed, and me.
Hmm.
Especially in the dream time, because this is a time when we can be vulnerable. And so, you know, this is like, trust the universe to lock the door, okay?
Well, thanks for that description, because I wasn't quite sure anymore, and I thought...
Okay, got it. Good, thank you for asking. Also, it's really easy to slip into victim during these times. So many people are really flying and doing wonderful things. But... with some of the challenges, it can be because we've got core stuff coming up through all of this. And it may not be pretty. And having to look at how we interact with others, our relationships, as you did with your daughter, which is beautiful.
Yes.
You know, what have we been doing wrong with in our relationships that's not helping those relationships to go, or our children, or our friends, or our lovers, to expand and allow it to become more, you know, are we, you know, I think every parent in the world is codependent. And Bonnie's done some beautiful work with children, her children, and I'm sure that some of that is in the book, with beliefs around children, because it's so easy to get hooked in there. Really easy. Because we want so much for our children to be happy and healthy and productive and, you know, in loving relationships and so on. And, you know, and we forget at times that it is their personal journey. And the thing I've loved about Bonnie's work. She sent me over some work she, for me to work with my children, sent me over some work she'd done on hers. And as I looked at it, I went, oh, my God. And again, the clarity, and you're all capable of doing this. I'm literally cutting out time to start really working for myself because I've been working so hard for so long that I barely can get everything done. And this, at where we are right now on this planet, there's no question that I have to take my own personal time on the weekends to really kind of lock myself up and really go to some much higher levels because I see where we're going. I see the potentialities of where we're going. It's so astounding. It's so beautiful. And I won't say it's without challenge, but that's where we can go in and lay the foundation and the grids and the groundwork to create it the way we choose to create it instead of just being a leaf in the wind. Especially with these big energies, it's the last thing you want to do is be a leaf in the wind for anybody. And why not utilize these energies to create miracles in your life? I mean, that's, you know, as I've looked around at everything and I'm thinking the big message to me is miracles abound. Okay? Everywhere. And our biggest job is to be proactive. And, you know, our higher self and our soul are really trying to integrate in. And the more confused we get, the more difficult it is to really integrate those energies in. It really takes clear-headedness. And I know you spend a lot of awake time at night, don't you?
I do, yes. I've been practicing sleeping for a lot of years, so I need more practice, right?
Well,
but I do a lot of meditation in the night, so that's how I deal with it.
Bless your heart. The other thing, and this was something the team had given me when I was writing the note, that our higher self and soul are trying to integrate in even more our unseen friends. They can only do that when we feel empowered and not in victim. And this is a really big issue for everybody, I think. Certainly, as we look out into the world right now, it's a mess. And it's really our job to hold a higher vision and create it a different way in our own lives and recognize there is a paradox between watching the television and creating magic and at the same time believing that that magic can show up on the television. There are no exceptions to reality creation. So Bonnie called me out the other day and asked me about some things that I've been wanting to create. And she wanted to know if I was writing intentions, changing beliefs. And it struck me right in the gut. And I'm like, I've been so much more focused on everybody else than I have been on myself. Oh, martyr.
Well, it's kind of treadmills that go in directions, isn't it?
Explain that.
Well, I mean, you kind of get off and running being busy, and then you have to realize, oh, my gosh, I haven't been doing my thing.
I haven't been doing for me. And, you know, again, we're all very busy. We're doing the best we can. There have been, you know, I work with a lot of people who have, are not necessarily having sessions, but are having major crisis medically and so on. And it's my great joy to be of assistance. I know you feel the same way, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a tendency to get distracted. You know, doesn't matter how early in the morning I get up, I got email.
I know. I said to myself this morning, do you really want to touch those keys when I first got up? You really want to do this?
Yeah, really. I understand totally. This is what reminds me I'm not giving up coffee.
That's funny.
So this particular astrological influence, like I said, it hit twice in the last several months, and it's going to hit five more times over the, you know, we're talking what's left of 2012, 2013, and ending somewhere in 2015. So we're really getting, you know, a big dose of it. You know, I think makes me laugh. Truly it does. And I am in a great deal of gratitude because I realize these are all opportunities and preparation to look at, are we proactive or reactive? Are we really doing what we came here to do, which is to create our reality with a dominion? And knowing we have the tools to do so is so big. My own son said to me the other day, he said, you know, Mom, for as long as I've been your son, you'd think I'd get it by now. He said, so I started setting intentions, and I'm like, what? Excuse me? And he said, and every time I'd set an intention, boom, it was there.
Wow, good for him.
And so I as a closing here, I want to say this because it's so important. With these energies, your intentions are amplified beyond anything you can imagine. Your ability to create, amplified. Your ability to change your beliefs, amplified. And that's really surfing the wave. We're going to see that our intentions are going to have more power than we ever imagined from here on out. And it's going to be quick. So my recommendation, don't be sloppy. Okay? I have to remind myself of that every word that comes out of my mouth. Let me bring the team in here. Sorry, we went a little longer than I had planned. Okay. All right. All right. She's long-winded. All right. Welcome, everyone. All right. Welcome, Veronica. Everyone that's listening tonight,
and you,
listen to the archives. Well, we give her a little star for the information. She did very well at listening to us, so as much as she'd like to take credit, some of her stories are her own. We try to throw in what we can. Now, we are very excited about assisting you through this time. Because from a co-creative level, it is also amplified. As your choices, your decisions, your intentions, your changing of beliefs are amplified, our assistance can be amplified as well. We hope you hear us with this statement. So what you get, exponential change, shift, possibilities, probabilities, exponential, beautiful beyond what you would imagine. We talked to somebody today who was in a quandary about a relationship and, you know, what did they do, and this is what they've got. And we said to them, look, set your intentions based around feelings. This is how I intend to feel. This is what I intend to experience, a sense of being loved and honored and respected and so on and so forth. Go to the feelings. Don't plug in the players if you're uncertain because she was holding back in her reality creation because she wasn't certain she wanted that player in there. And we could see it. Go for the feelings in your reality creation, in your intentions. to move elegantly through all shifts and changes. Easily, elegantly. With full intentionality and awareness. Having processed all the why nots. All the why nots. Why you can't have it. Because within each one of you is that little voice that says, well, you can't have that. Who do you think you are? That never happens for you. Negative ego? Very possibly. Therefore, get clear, get clean, write your intentions anyway. Really, really hold on to them, work with them. And your beliefs. Look at the beliefs that are standing in the way. Especially the one that says, nothing ever works for me. Remember, that's the one that can't be overridden. You might as well be wearing bulletproof armor. And remember, we can't override. We can assist co-creatively. We always work as well with the higher self and soul and spirit. It's not our job to override them. We don't need to be a hero. Our job, our excitement, our contribution is to work with you when you have clarity, when you have intentionality, when you've done your work, we can join you in a whole other way. Far more powerful. Far more powerful than ever before. Veronica, any questions tonight?
Yes, we have a question from Joy.
All right, good.
First she says, thank you so much, Jackie and team, for opening your shows free of charge. So thanks, that's great.
Good.
But the question is, I would like the team's perspective. Last week, one night, I was awakened and saw either with my physical eyes or my third eye, in brackets, I do both, a door at the top of my bedroom door that was halfway open and was full with an extremely bright white light shining out. And then 2 days later, I awoke to see in the same area a mandala with orange, burgundy, and pink. I'm going to Peru for December the 7th to the 24th. What does this mean? Does it have anything to do with my trip to Peru? Love and light.
All right. Now, this brings up something wonderful, Joy. Although most of you are not aware, there are times when what we call a doorway, stairway, can open up, where you literally go up the stairs through the door to a totally different dimension. Each one of you is doing it in your own unique and varied way. It happens more than you know. You could be actually sitting down watching your television set and a doorway open and a part of you leave the body, take the stairs and go up and out to another dimension. Perhaps to meetings, we've seen this happen as well. The mandala, all right. As we look at the mandala really is you, is appropriate to you, for you. It's very important for you to be in Peru to open and activate energies within yourself and also, dear Joy, facilitating, anchoring, even more light there. You tend to think of these sacred places as having all the light and you just go there to get it. But there are some of you that are major activators of these sacred places, and you happen to be one of them. More than you know.
more than you know. Enjoy this trip, dear. It's very important. It's important for you, many levels of you. It's important for those of that you will be working with on other levels and dimensions that you're having meetings with, that you're being prepared by. We would say to all of you listening to the show, your potentiality for doing these kinds of things, and we did a session this morning on someone who was amazed, although we've told them for a long time now, many of the things that they do, very much an extraterrestrial in human form. Her poor mother would absolutely attest to that for as much of a problem as she was. Very unique being. Working with anchoring energies and doing things that are so beautiful, so extraordinary. Far beyond what your imaginations could ponder. And so the reality of what we have told her in the past now is manifesting in a very real way. She now understands that her work is with the earth, with the crystalline grids, with so many other things. And yet this is a wonderful, highly educated being who could talk to anybody. But this is her higher calling. Each one of you have your callings, your service that you're performing. And so, Joy, enjoy this. Expect some very interesting experiences when you go. We're going to say interesting, and there will be some extraterrestrial, or what you call UFO, but extraterrestrial because it's never just one thing. Remember, you never see a ship unless it's intended. There are beings, both physical and non-physical, waiting for you to arrive. Enjoy this time. And know that you are honored, dear, more than you know. All of you listening tonight are honored as you're coming into a time of more and greater awakening to the more of who you are. We know you've been seeking this, all of you. The more of who you are. Thinking small, not really realizing how really big you are. Enormous beings. Having to come to Earth to shrink yourselves down into these little human bodies. Very painful, actually. But your levels of commitment were so great, you were happy to do it. That's how much you love Earth and humanity. Oh, there may be some humans you're not real thrilled about, but we recommend that you get over it and remember who you really are. As much as you can. Allow for that. When the negative ego comes in and tells you, oh, you're nothing, you can't, you're... Remember. The part of coming to Earth included a negative ego, sorry. Your job, again, self-love, as much as you can conjure. Being kind and loving to yourself, and for those of you who work too hard, too much. Overgive, Veronica. Right? On our channels as well. There are others of you that are listening. Your job is to love you, to honor you, to take care of you. From that place, more of you to assist others in a much more empowering way without sacrificing. Sacrifice. There are no rewards for this. That's all collective religious belief. No more saints. Right? Please. Oh, there are plenty already. Any other questions, Veronica?
No, except that I would like to ask about, so it's just like family fabric, for example. If people are undergoing such huge and miraculous changes and we're able to see through the veil more easily and
yes.
move dimensions more easily, are
yes.
we able to extricate ourselves from the family vibrational fabric? Are we able, you see what I mean, to kind of jump into a different species?
Well,
kind of
you know, here we go back to this whole power retrieval thing, and this is something we developed for this reason.
Mm.
Because of you star beings, please be clear with this. It's not just the family that you see. You're carrying the lineage all the way back to the beginning of that lineage on Earth. And all the imprints and all the emotions played forward, and all that nationality, that religion, that lineage went through together with other lifetimes you've had with these beings. It's complex. We would love to say, yes, we'll wave our wand and you'll be fine. But what you find is that you extricate here and extricate over here and try to it's stuck again. And something pulls you back in and you just pull it out and you pull it out. It's not anything you can define, dear. We have someone who's been working on their son. This doesn't normally happen. Please understand this. Longest power retrieval in history. The extraordinary levels of this being and what this being has taken on and the courage of the parent that was working with it to keep moving through no matter what. No judgment. And the shifts now are amazing. A lifetime of sorrow and trauma with this particular child. So, does it work? Yes. Can you extricate to a degree? Yes. Some of you are woven more deeply into the familial fabric. In your case, Veronica, you are.
Hmm.
There are
but it's
others.
But it's healthier and happier now.
Yes, of course. You've done a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You've done a lot of work. And we want to say this because as time goes on, you're going to understand why you've taken on certain lineages, why you've taken on certain nationalities, and especially now as your planet is going through so much shift. Channel had a house guest this week. It was Lebanese. And has a great deal of caring for a man in Saudi Arabia. And deals with a lot of Saudi Arabians at a military base and so on in the U.S. And it was very clear, you see, all that she's teaching them, all the work that she's doing because they stay in all of their different apartment buildings and so on, and they have a facility where they all gather, and they invite her to attend as she educates them about boundaries, the feminine, how the cultures are different. Really educates them.
That's wonderful.
And to look at her, you can see her holding energy for the entire Middle East. For the entire Middle East. An intricate piece of the healing going on there. And every person that comes from Saudi Arabia that's in the military, she gets to know, she takes care of them, she nurtures them, she makes sure they're set up. Constantly emails from all of these people, they call her mama. They love her, they honor her. And she's teaching them a whole other level of the feminine. This is big work. So wonderful. Each one of you, you see, and everyone in your family, there are pieces and beautiful things in that lineage. Sparks and times of great magic that you needed to come through those lineages. You say, well, it's karma. Yes, but that's just one layer. One layer. It's not the total multidimensional matrix of energy. And you're all going to, in time, very shortly, begin to see that. Oh, God, it's this layer and this layer. And we think, Rocky, you've worked with a lot of this. With your own family dynamic. Many different layers to it. What nationality are you?
Mixed bag.
What?
English. Is that a real question? English, Scottish?
Yes, that's a real question.
English, Scottish, French, German. It's a little of everything, actually.
All right, Heinz 57, which is kind of what we saw.
Yeah. It's a good thing to be, right?
So, primarily Northern Europe.
Right.
All right. So, we would recommend that you kind of pay attention to what's going on through what is referred to as the financial crisis. Go in when you're up during the night, dear one, and send magic into these places to turn things around.
Okay, I'll do that.
This is part of your journey, all of you.
We have to, unfortunately, end. This is so fascinating right now.
All right, Veronica, go ahead and talk about your show.
My show on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock is Serene Stevenson, who's in her 80s, and she has a van called Us for Precedent, and she's making a difference talking to people, and she wants to talk on the air. So I'm excited she's very much an intuitive and a metaphysician and a wonderful woman. So
wonderful.
That should be fun. And at 7, we'll be back next Thursday with Radiance by Design and 8 o'clock with you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. We would love to work with all of you tonight to help you. To help you to get a glimpse of the more of who you are. A glimpse. Can't show you the whole thing. We wouldn't want to take that self-discovery away from you. The excitement of that. But we need to start showing you some pieces that motivate you, to move you, that excite you, that remind you of why you came. If you are open, please call us in tonight and know, dear one, that we love and honor all of you. It's a joy and an excitement for us to work with you. And you, Veronica, we love you, dear one. You are loved more than you know, honored more than you can imagine. Until we speak with you again in this format, namaste.
Namaste, and thank you so much.
Okay, we're on, we're off because we're late. All right. Good night, everybody. We love you. Thank you so much. Tune in next week. And we think, at least that's what the team is jumping up in. Atlantis Revisited.
Yay!
Yes, love you. All right. Good, love you, Ronnie. Good night, everybody.
Love you, too. Good night, Jackie. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.